This weekend, rugby league is big as far as Benguela Group 21 because it's the final series, which are going to be broadcast live on this very radio station. Joining us to have a chat about it with his chairman's hat on is Pete Holland. How you doing, mate?
Mate, not too bad. Really looking forward to the final series, the first time in a few years. I mean, we've seen COVID over the last couple of years see a season just basically disappear.
Yep.
And then we didn't get to the finals last year. So to get to the final series and get it all happening is absolutely awesome for the region.
It is. And of course, the Scone Thoroughbreds, they're on a march again. They're hoping to repeat the performance that they had in 2019, which is to go through undefeated. That's going to be a huge thing, even, you know, for that to happen.
Look, they really are a juggernaut, the Thoroughbreds. And yeah, to go undefeated is massive in any competition.
Yeah. So what have we got to look forward to tomorrow?
All right, Saturday, it's happening. Action's happening at Olympic Park. Mm-hmm. Gates will open around 2 p.m. The ladies' league tag is Singleton and Aberdeen. That'll kick off at 3. 4:10 is reserve grade, which is going to be a cracker of a match. Merriwar up against Greta Brankston.
Yep.
And then, of course, the big one, which we'll cover here on 2NM, Musselbrook up against Greta Brankston from 5:40.
What time are the gates opening?
2 p.m. they'll open. There is also an under-18s match tomorrow, which is South Newcastle up against West. Mm. But that's happening in Newcastle because it's the two Newcastle teams.
Makes perfect sense. So that means we're looking at, we'll be on air from 5 p.m. tomorrow for the first grade. So we'll be able to give a little bit of a wrap of all the previous matches that came before.
Exactly.
And then talk about the big one between the Rams and the Greta Brankston Colts, who had only played the week before.
Yeah, I mean, a very big surprise score last weekend with 52-10. Greta Brankston getting over Musselbrook. But look, throughout the season, they've been extremely close in all of their games. And yeah, on their day, they could upset, you know, the other two clubs without a problem, I reckon.
Fair enough. And then Sunday, we're going to back it up again. What's happening at Scone?
Well, early start, 9 o'clock, gates will open at Scone Park. The league tag will kick off at 10. That is Scone up against Merriwar. They've been the top two lady sides for a while now, if you ask me, and it's going to be a cracker of a match. The under-18s will kick off at 10 past 11, Scone and Aberdeen. This has been a fantastic series.
Yep.
I don't know if you've caught any of it out at the games, but I quite often get there for the 18s because it is such a great competition.
Yep.
We've got three teams from Group 21 and three from Newcastle. So, yeah, Scone and Aberdeen have been the top two sides and deserve to be in the major semi-final, and it's going to be an absolute cracker. We've got 12:30 is Aberdeen up against Scone in reserve grade, and then Scone and Demon will do battle from 10 past 2.
Yeah, well, we touched on Scone's effort to get through undefeated for two seasons in a row, effectively.
Yeah.
Also, this is a big year for Denman, so we're expecting big things from them.
Yeah, Demon are celebrating their 100th year due to COVID and that. They'd put it off a little bit, and now they're celebrating it this year. They've had their big weekend where they got to celebrate, and unfortunately, Musselbrook upset them on that weekend.
Well, they're not going to want that to happen again, and
not
I'm sure Demon would love nothing better than to be able to get the rails run into the grand final. If they get a victory on Sunday, then they're straight into the grand final, and does that mean they'd be hosting it as well?
So, yeah, whoever wins the major semi-final in first grade will host grand final day. So it's either going to be at Scone or Denman.
Yep. All right. There's a lot on this one, so make sure you join us here on 2NM. From Group 21, thank you very much, Pete, for joining us, and it's going to be a great weekend of footy.
Always love to talk footy, Bear.